Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
I'm glad you took the question about the commissioner. You answered it well, much better than I would have been able
I was worried that she's not angry.
No, you did one.
He's making me angry.
Yes, no, it's
I said, we're discussing, even here, he comes up with this rubbish. I said, how will it help me on the 19th, even now on the 12th?
Yes.
He did not know that we've made provision for him for 3.5 in the new arrangement.
Yeah.
But that 3.5 now is gone.
Yes, all right. We're finally keep what happened in here?
Which is Inoko Dongwana.
Mm-hmm.
As you can imagine, you know, the SARS commissioner works hand in hand with Treasury. And in theory, the SARS commissioner should not necessarily report directly to Treasury, but should work very closely with Treasury. Does Inoko Dongwana have a reason to be upset about this? And if so, how far can he take it? Because you obviously don't want to be petty.
Mm-hmm.
Is it insubordination? I'll start with you, Mpo.
I don't think it would be insubordination, but at the same time, I think for the greater good of the country, because at some point this becomes not about you, and it becomes about the country, because we do need the two entities to work together if the country is to get funding from the citizens, you know, that's going to go into Treasury's coffers and make sure that the country runs properly. But I do understand Inoko Dongwana's grievances, because if you have to, it comes back to us talking about people being parachuted. You know, we've had this conversation so many times. It becomes very difficult to work with somebody who almost, in inverted commas, reports to the top, very top, because if you have any issue with them or take umbrage with anything that they say, you almost feel as though it's, how do I then talk to you? Because uzong reporter to the very top.
What if I told you that between these two, the more competent of the two is Edward Kiesvetter? Inoko Dongwana's position is very precarious.
Mm.
Allegedly, he was asking for happy endings not too long ago. We thought he was going to get fired as a finance minister. So maybe Edward Kiesvetter was like, bruh, why waste my time here? This guy may be gone in the next however many months. Let's go straight to a person that I know will still be here.
But
and indeed, I was appointed by this person.
It shouldn't be about that, though, I think.
It shouldn't. And it makes it hard for him then to be accountable in any wrongdoing, if that's the case, where it comes to insubordination, I think.
Okay, I hear you. Mm. In theory, I hear you. But again, I go back to the competence issue. Right now, the person who's more competent between the two is Edward Kiesvetter.
What are we basing it on? If maybe it's revenue collection, then we would say, yes, he's doing well. So perhaps that's...
We're basing it on any metric you can think of. Revenue correction, procedure, the SARS, staff turnover, everything. And then you look at finance minister, on the other hand, you look how badly things are happening at Treasury. People are resigning at Treasury.
But in all honesty, Treasury as a whole has not been badly run. The only thing that happened now, yes, we had the postponement of the budget. So between the two of them, honestly, for me, I wouldn't say who's more competent than the other if we're not just basing it on the fact that SARS has been very great of late with collections. But on Kotongwana's being upset, I don't think there should be any issue to the extent where proposals to rather allocate more funds to the revenue service would be ignored by him. Yes, the contract may have been renewed by the president, but I don't think it should be that big of a deal. SARS would still essentially be reporting to him. They just renewed the contract, or it was discussed without him at a higher level than his, but it's okay. But what happened where proposals by Edward Kiesvetter were disregarded to say, let's add more funds, I probably can collect more than you hiking tax. If indeed the reports are accurate, then it is a bit problematic if his proposals were ignored, because here we are, we've postponed the budget.
We don't even need to get to a point where we believe whether or not the proposals were ignored. We can just listen to what he said on a hot mic. He's obviously got disdain for the man. There's no two ways about it. He's the one who's very, very petty. He didn't ask that, by the way. There was Kumbuza Jarvin. In the presidency, you asked that. And now we know why she doesn't know, because the contract gets negotiated at the top. You see? Mina, I feel like the pettiness must stop. And if you got to ask me, I am on the side of Edward Keys better.
Why?
In which way?
Like I said, he's more competent.
Yeah, but there are reporting lines here, sis. Regardless, even in any organization, you do find...
But Edward Kiesbeth is following the reporting lines. He's saying, I'm submitting proposals to the ministry, and then the ministry are the ones that are choosing. By the way, we've never once heard Edward Kiesbeth say anything negative about the ministry. For us to pick up any kind of bad wind, see, that's a konala.
But that article, though, was rather problematic, because and I know that he should be allowed to also share his views about how money should be allocated to ensure that we either generate more revenue. I understand that, but it was a bit below the belt because it was just almost preemptive. It's like a day before the finance minister is going to table his budget, and there's already warnings that do not increase VAT, so he would feel a bit of discomfort. It was a bit, yeah, uncomfortable in that respect to take interviews so close to the budget and all share your views.
Out of interest, can this relationship be mended? Like,
yes.
I don't know. I'm sure it can.
At the end of the day,
guys, let's be honest. This is not the finance minister's decision to make. He does not appoint the SARS commissioner, Vele. If we're being honest, there's only one person in the wrong here. I don't know why we're beating about the bush.
No, you're forcing us to agree with you.
No, Enoch Kotongwan is the person who's in the wrong. Simple.
Regardless.
Speaking into a hot mic, throwing temper tantrums, and then obviously being petty.
He didn't know. It doesn't matter whether he knew or not.
They thought that was a private conversation. Yeah. Unfortunately, we, the rest of the country, got to hear it.
Yeah.
But they actually thought it was a private conversation.
Still, nonsense is nonsense. Let us know what your thoughts are.
Why are we justifying bad behavior of O Minister Kotongwane? This is bad behavior by an old man. It shows what type of a person he is. It talks to his character. We can't be justifying his behavior and saying, no, he didn't know there's a hot mic. Imagine what he says then behind closed doors with other people. No, man, this is bad behavior for a minister. How?
100%.
Enoch has always been a prima donna. He's always been throwing tantrums and all of that. And they want to manage my air room, Shalanjan. Bruh, talk less, work more. We understand that. My era, if we now is easy. He's a better candidate. We understand. And I think mina melevele akichwe la hlezi khona. There are better people out there, better candidates who can actually run that whole position so well. You understand? We can't deal with umkhulu umdala or throwing a tantrums, not at this day and age.
Dare I say, Edward Kiesbeth would probably make a better finance minister than Enoch Kotongwane. You see? Whereas Enoch Kotongwane would not make a better source commissioner than Edward Kiesbeth. This is an issue of competence here.
Unfortunately, I'm not with Caesar on this one. I feel like the SARS commissioner was out of line because his mandate is actually tax administration and not tax policy. And frankly, he also doesn't have the expertise or the qualification to make such an assessment. And finally, such decisions are inherently political or normative, which is also way out of his lane. So I don't think he should have came out and said anything in this regard.
Okay, I hear you on the last point. But if it is a political decision and he's speaking to the person who's in charge of politics at the head of the executive, then what's wrong?
I think Kiesbeth shouldn't have said, we can do things this way, but Bona, they decided to increase VAT. He should have raised that with Ramaphosa, not with the media. I think that's where the issue is. Very VAT is wrong, but there are channels that he could have used, not in the media. But then
You know, sometimes the incompetence of these government officials, you know, it makes it hard to push forward the idea that we can actually nationalize our mineral resources to equally distribute the profits made from, you know, mineral resources you know, towards actually reducing tax in the country and actually improving structural development, you know, and just, you know, our social well-being. Because I firmly believe that, you know, we could easily just, you know, sort out this issue of taxation if we could just get that right. I think South Africa is very rich to be where it's at, you know, just a few greedy individuals that must be put in line, and then those incompetent leaders there to fall in line as well. But I think we could be on a roll if we nationalized our resources.
So let me tell you what the issue is here. The issue is actually with the government and the politicians. Bureaucracy is what's getting in the way of us being, I guess, the wealthy nation that we know ourselves to be, right? When you see administrators, or rather people that work literally on the job, speaking out against politicians, it's because of that. Just yesterday, we saw a lieutenant general speaking out against politicians again, speaking about the fact that we chose to have Mickey Mouse protection at our borders. Now, you know, a member of the South African Defense Force would never do that. That's breaking ranks. But he's obviously had enough, because they've tried to raise this through the correct channels and it hasn't yielded any results. Likewise, and you've got the SARS commissioner conducting interviews and saying things like, well, this is actually not the only way. He's also had enough, because he's tried to raise these through the correct channels, these concerns, and it hasn't yielded any results. This is what happens sometimes. Bureaucracy just gets in the way. And politicians, I don't need to tell you, they get drunk off power. It's not even a competence issue at that point. It's a matter of, hey, I can control this. This is my department. Just like you heard now, allegedly proposals were sent and Minister in the Finance Ministry decided to ignore them. Imagine that.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.